So I think what will happen now is that I will pass the talking stick. I'm going to pass it over to Dan Tartikoff, and he's going to take it from here.
Hi. So we'd actually on the agenda plan to have Michael Russo, who is a legislative analyst with the Office of Fiscal and Program Review, present first, if that's all right. And here he is right now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Russo. I'm from the Office of Fiscal and Program Review. We're one of the nonpartisan offices that does all the fiscal monitoring, analysis, and reporting for the legislature. We do that primarily through staffing the Appropriations and Financial Affairs Committee and individual policy committees. Spoiler alert, I'm your analyst. We do the budget, and we also do a lot of fiscal tracking of legislation through fiscal notes. That's probably where you've heard our name most frequently. Fiscal notes are brief descriptions of the effect of a bill or amendment on the finances of the state government. They can deal with costs, savings, revenue increases or decreases, and also the costs incurred by local units of government, known as state mandates. We use fiscal notes to provide independent, unbiased, accurate, and objective information to help you, the legislators, understand the impact of a bill as it moves through the legislature. It's an important component of the balanced budget process, which is a constitutional requirement. Fiscal notes combined with other tracking and tabling procedures allow the legislature to coordinate the fiscal impact of individual bills within the budgetary process and maintain the balanced budget. That tool you'll probably hear about more frequently is the special appropriations table. Any bill that has a general fund impact is placed on the special appropriations table just before final enactment, and that allows the Appropriations Financial Affairs Committee to consider all those bills at the same time rather than one at a time as they come up. When we develop our fiscal notes, we have agency contacts. We also have access to all the state financial systems. And we also look at other states, federal information, industry info that's available. You'll see a bunch of things that have been posted to the committee website. Those are kind of recommended reading. I would highly recommend the fiscal note manual. There's some exciting plot twists in that. The budget process is a real page turner. It will explain what goes on with the biennial and supplemental budgets that are upcoming. So probably a great thing to start looking at now. There's the compendium of state fiscal information. That's a catalog of every piece of information we can find that deals with state revenues. There's a revenue forecasting report, which was just completed. You may have heard a lot about that in the news. There was a couple that were off cycle because of the pandemic. There's also a municipal funding report, which talks about the funding distributed to municipalities by the state. Aside from that, I can take any questions. I think Representative Tucker has his hand waved.
Thank you. How are you, Mike?
Very good.
We've been invited to come before the Appropriations Committee later this week on the 28th at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. When there's going to be a public hearing. Can you tell us what's going to happen on the 28th? We've all been invited to be participants in that public hearing.
It's there's a hearing for the supplemental budget. I believe the department has been invited as well. They're going to present to AFA what is included in the supplemental budget that's related to the Department of Environmental Protection. I can get you a copy of that. It's in the supplemental budget that's been released. It mostly deals, I think, with continuing some curtailments that were started at the beginning of the pandemic.
Who's going to lead it? Who gets to talk? Does the public have a chance to testify? You know, what's going to happen at that hearing?
AFA will probably run it. I believe that Environmental and Natural Resources Committee members are invited to attend. Usually you would do that with the inner outer horseshoe in AFA. I don't know if anyone's remembering that room. There probably will be a public hearing part as well. Maureen Dawson, the principal analyst for AFA, is going to be running that. I think they're still working out some of the Zoom aspects of a large public meeting for AFA, but the basic format will be similar to previous supplemental budgets or biennial budgets. So AFA members will be participating as panelists and have an opportunity to ask questions along with AFA members as well.
So if we're there to listen, what is then our responsibility turning around for the next event? What happens then?
The ENR committee will have an opportunity to vote on recommendations that they send to AFA. So you'll look over the budget, you'll decide, you'll also get a hearing from the department as well. They'll present to you individually. Then you'll send back your recommendations to AFA for them to consider, and then they'll vote on the supplemental budget at a later date.
Are you going to be there to watch out for us?
I usually go to every meeting I can. Typically, it was a lot easier when I was perched right up above AFA in my office, but now I'll be doing it all virtually. So if you have any questions or anything comes up during the meeting that you sounds a little bit odd, certainly shoot me an email. We can do video chats. I can do phone calls. Anything you need, I can try and get to you as soon as possible.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.